So I've been talking about the system of spiritual discipline in the FWBO. I've been just presenting it in one particular way. It's not the way to do it. I mean, if you look at all Bante's lectures, he's been presenting it in all sorts of different ways, hasn't he? I've been presenting it as a path of regular steps, and that path goes through these five stages: the stage of recollection, the stage of positivity, the stage of openness, the stage of renewing, and the stage of spontaneous compassionate action. And in this path, ideally, ordination happens when you're wholeheartedly starting to tackle the third stage. So this system of spiritual discipline tries to make available appropriate practices at every stage. Indirect methods of development in the first and second stages, mindfulness practices, direct mindfulness practices in stage one, the Brahma Viharas and devotional practices for stage two, the insight practices in stage three, and the practice of sadhana in stage four. I've got another interesting question actually for the study groups. Where does the going for refuge and prostration practice fit in to this? So you might want to ask that one or even answer it. I also talked about the system of spiritual discipline in the FWBO as a mandala of the five spiritual faculties, giving you five things to be practicing all the time. And it was these last five things that I or Vasantra put in the mouths of the five jinnas. We are listening to the Buddhas. We're listening to these things coming from the Buddhas. That's why I think I can say that we are Buddhists. We are open to them to some extent. We are indeed going for refuge. We're certainly going for refuge to the Buddha. We are also going for refuge to the Dharma and Sangha, but I think we can take that further. From Bante and his teachers, we've received, and his disciples as well, we've received a system of spiritual practice that can be the Dharma for us. That can be the Dharma refuge. And I hope that our response to becoming aware of that system is to try it out. That is how you can begin to extend your Dharma refuge. Try it out, I would suggest. And the FWBO system culminates. If you look at the fifth stage of it, what is the highest point of that system? It is making a real difference in the world, affecting the welfare of others. And I think this is also a way to extend the Dharma refuge, because we don't have to wait until the fifth stage. We don't have to wait until we finish the earlier stages. We can start it now. There are lots and lots of ways to help others, but I think there's one, and this is fairly obvious, but I think there's one which is sometimes forgotten once you get well set in the FWBO. And this one is to help make the Dharma available to others. Whatever you can to help make the Dharma available to others. That will extend your Dharma refuge if you're able to find a way of doing that. And I think maybe this is, you don't have to do this, you can be a Buddhist without doing it, but I think this is perhaps the best specific way of extending your Dharma refuge. The Sangha refuge. Well, I could say a lot about that, but that is Savloka's topic tomorrow. But I do think the Sangha refuge can also be extended. It can be extended beyond what we've already got, which is a network, having a network of Sangha friendships and connections based on mutual respect. Now, the suggestion I've got here is something that not everybody can manage because circumstances do not permit it. So don't feel bad if you can't manage it, but I still want to make a suggestion for extending your Sangha refuge. And what I'm thinking of is finding a way of living or working in some sort of close-knit Sangha team. I don't want to be any more specific than that, because there are many ways of doing this, and you may be able to found something or join something that already exists. Is there any way that your work could involve more of a Sangha team? More, not perfect, but just more. Is there any way that your life could involve more of a Sangha team, your living situation? And I'll leave you with that question, and maybe that will sort of ease us into the themes of Sadaloka's talk tomorrow, which will be a talk on creating Sangha. Thank you very much.